"I'm pleased you take it so lightly," he said. "Permit me to buy you a glass as a token of your ill fortune."
"Never," returned the red-bearded man, "for I count it no ill fortune at all. Indeed, I admire a man who may keep a fancy and sport her. I should do so myself, were I not so often abroad on business."
"Oh, yes," said Mr. T, signalling to the barman for another round.
"Quite," said the stranger. "Why, only the other day I was offered a most excellently made dog, close upon a felon, with a taste of a true fighter. I could not make the purchase, for I have no time myself to look after the animal."
"Most unfortunate," said Mr. T. "What was the price asked?"
50 guineas.
"Excellent price."
"Indeed."
The waiter brought more drinks. "I am myself in search of a mad dog," Mr. T. said.
"Indeed?"
"Yes," Mr. T. said. "I should like a third to complement my stable with Lover and Shantung. That's the other dog. But I don't suppose..."
The red-bearded gentleman paused discreetly before answering. The training, buying and selling of fighting dogs was, after all, illegal.
"If you wish," Pierce said at last, "I could inquire whether the animal is still available."
"Oh, yes, that would be very good of you. Very good indeed."
Mr. T had a sudden thought.
"But were I you, I should buy it myself. After all, while you were abroad, your wife could instruct the servants in the care of the beast."
"I fear," replied the red-bearded man, "that I have devoted too much of my energies these past years to the pursuit of business concerns. I have never married." And then he added, "But of course I should like to."
"Of course," Mr. T said, with the most peculiar look coming over his face.